Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hello everyone, welcome to Just Glow With It. My name is Jasmine, and here we talk about all things wellness, spirituality, personal development, self-love, and everything else in between. So if you're ready to grow, connect with like-minded people, and become the greatest version of yourself, then keep on listening. Remember to just glow with it. Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. If you are new here, my name is Jasmine, and I also have a YouTube channel and a blog also called Just Glow With It. And for today's episode, I am going to be talking about gratitude, and I'm going to discuss what it means to be truly grateful, how the power of gratitude has truly transformed my life and the way that I view things and the way that I, and just how this mindset shift of towards gratitude has really transformed my life. Before I get into how to be grateful and the power of gratitude, I wanted to give a little background on who I was before I made this mindset shift and how my life was, just to get a little bit of clarity, and maybe some of you might be able to connect because you are in this position that I was once in. So I'm 23 years old, and before I moved out of my parents' house and became like a real adult, I was honestly so blessed. I was always taken care of my whole life. I had everything I needed and wanted, material-wise, financially, things like that. I was never without. I was pretty spoiled growing up, and ironically, that time in my life where I was the most abundant and blessed financially, I was also the most miserable, unhappy, and also ungrateful. So it wasn't until I was 19 years old and I moved out of my parents' house. And when I moved out of my parents' house, my parents were like, pretty much, okay, if you want to be an adult, if you want to be on your own, then you're going to be completely on your own. So that meant they weren't going to support me in any way, which understandably I get. If I'm going to be on my own, I have to do it fully. I can't half-ass it. So that meant getting my own car insurance, my own phone plan. Everything was completely on my own. And it wasn't until I entered the real world where I was stripped away from everything and didn't have much that made me realize how blessed I truly was. So this transition from being abundantly blessed to being on my own led me to two realizations about myself and about most people in this world and that I know. And the first realization is that so many of us are so blind to the reality that we are actually so much more blessed and abundant. And it's like the saying goes, you don't really know what you have until it is gone. And for me, this was true when I moved out of my parents' house. I completely realized how good I really had it. And I didn't regret moving out because I knew I needed to do this for myself, but it did make me realize, wow, I really did have it good. And the second realization I had was that most of us are only truly grateful when something good happens. For example, when we get a job offer or a promotion or something of that sort. But we aren't really grateful for the little things that no one ever thinks about, such as the clean running water that you have, the roof over your head, the fact that you're healthy and all of your body parts function the way that they're supposed to, and the fact that you have a phone where you can even listen to this podcast, or the fact that you probably don't have to worry about where or when your next meal is going to come from. And it's things like this that us average people don't ever think about. In my opinion, the power of gratitude is the best way to shift your perspective from lack to abundance, from fear to love, from without to more than enough. And I believe I am the perfect example of this because, like I just said, I used to be super blessed and well off, and I used to be way more financially abundant and prosperous than I am right now in this moment. But I was also way more stressed and in constant state of lack, which caused me to feel unhappy and like I never had enough. And the reason why I was feeling like this, even though I had money coming in and things like that, was because I was choosing to focus on what I didn't have rather than what I already did. You know, you go through different phases in life. You have some really high highs and some really low lows. And right now, I am in a place where I'm at a really low low. But I'm grateful for it because it's taught me so many lessons, and it's forced me to strengthen my faith and to grow and to mature. Even though I'm at a low point, I'm also the most grateful I've ever felt. And I can truly say, through all the different phases of my life, from when I was making a ton of money and I had everything and I could buy what I want when I want and I had my own place and things like that, through all of that, I actually feel the most abundant, happy, grateful, and blessed right now, despite the fact that I don't have any of that currently. And the reason for this is because I am intentionally choosing to focus on all the good in my life, and by focusing on that, I am attracting more things to be grateful for. Because what you focus on, you become a vibrational match to, and then, of course, you attract more of it. So instead of focusing on all I don't have yet, because it is coming in divine timing, I am focusing on the fact that I wake up with a roof over my head, in a warm, cozy bed next to the love of my life. I get to wake up next to somebody who loves me unconditionally, who supports, encourages, and uplifts me, who spoils me with so much love and affection. And I'm grateful for the fact that I wake up each morning with the freedom to do what I choose. I am able to work on my mind, body, and spirit. I am attracting amazing opportunities, and I will not settle for anything less than what I deserve. I have clothes on my back, and I have my own car, and I have clean running water. I am always taken care of, and I am never ever without. And although this phase is a little difficult for me, because this is a phase that I've never experienced before, and it's a little bit uncomfortable, I know that it is for my highest and best good. And no matter what happens now, I know that I will always have my sense of gratitude, and I will no longer be blind to the abundance and beauty that surrounds me. And like I said, the old me would have been so miserable and worried in this phase. The old me would have given attention to all the things that I am lacking. The old me would have not acknowledged all the love, support, and abundance that is currently surrounding me. And the old me would have been attracting more lack. In today's podcast, I want to talk about how you can be more grateful every single day. And when you start to give off the vibration of gratitude and you shift your mindset from lack to abundance, I promise you, I promise you that you will begin to see a shift in your life. Because in order to change your life, you have to change your mindset and your perspective and the way that you choose to view things. These are my tips on how to be more grateful, and this is what has worked for me and what has truly transformed my life and my mindset. In order to learn how to be more grateful, you don't have to go through what I did. And this is why I'm making this podcast, because if I can help other people avoid the struggles that I'm currently going through, then that is enough for me. So my first tip is to wake up every single day literally counting your blessings. Even if things are not exactly how you want them to be and things might feel like they are falling apart, the fact that you even woke up is a blessing in itself, because you have another opportunity at life, and life is never guaranteed for anybody. Every single morning that you wake up, you have a choice. You can choose to do better. You can choose to be productive. You can choose to focus on all the good, or you can choose the exact opposite. Ultimately, the choice is yours. Now, for me, waking up grateful every single day didn't happen overnight. But what has helped me to shift my mindset was to write a gratitude list every single morning. And you can write it out, you can speak it out, whatever feels right to you. I just really want to emphasize the importance on acknowledging what it is you are grateful for every single day, even if it's just one thing. It's better than nothing at all. So my second tip is to work on being more self-aware throughout the day. It's important to wake up every morning. Can I just say, sorry, it's 11:11 right now, and I've been seeing 11:11 and 111 everywhere for the past few days, and I just think that's pretty cool. Okay, going back. Tip number two is to work on being more self-aware throughout the day. So there are many times throughout the day when something happens that you can be grateful for, or you can just acknowledge and say thank you to the universe for, no matter how small it is. For me, I'm grateful for when someone opens the door for me, when someone gives me a compliment, or, you know, when I'm getting all the green lights. Literally, it can be anything. The key here is to be mindful throughout the day and stay in that vibration of gratitude throughout the whole day. And I'm not saying you're always going to be in the constant state of gratitude 24/7, but the more that you can stay in that space, the more you're going to receive to be grateful for. Step number three is to always shift your perspective. Whenever something inconvenient or annoying comes about, you can acknowledge it, but then you can choose to let it go and focus on something good. And I have the perfect example for this. So this morning, my boyfriend texted me saying how he was really annoyed at the fact that he had said good morning to one of his coworkers, and his coworker completely ignored him. Was super rude, didn't even acknowledge him or anything, and my boyfriend was very irritated at that fact, because he's a very friendly person and he just thought it was very rude and disrespectful. But I told him, maybe he's not a morning person, maybe he's going through something, maybe he's just a miserable person and he hates his life, but you have to realize that it isn't about you. So instead of focusing on how disrespectful that was, why don't you focus on your other coworkers who have said good morning to you? And I asked him, you know, do any of your other coworkers say good morning to you? Or he said, yes, of course. And I said, okay, well, instead of focusing on the one person who didn't say good morning to you, why don't you focus on your other coworkers who have said good morning to you? It's simple shifts like this that can really transform how you feel. And my last tip is to practice saying thank you more. I just think it's really important to acknowledge, to just say thank you. You know, if it's just because somebody opened the door for you, or somebody bought your coffee or anything like that. Just saying thank you, it not only will make you feel good, but it can also make another person feel good as well. And it's important. I think we as a society need to be more appreciative and thankful. So those are my four simple tips on how to be more grateful. And I just want to say that being grateful and being aware to your blessings is like building a muscle. The more that you build that muscle, the more results that you will see. And what you focus on, you feel, and what you feel, you attract. The more grateful you feel, the more aware you will be to the blessings that already surround you. And you will begin to attract even more blessings to feel grateful for. I also want to mention that there is a natural ebb and flow to life. Life isn't always smooth, and we all experience different hardships. But even in times of hardships, there is always something that you can choose to be grateful for. You can even be grateful for the hardship that you are experiencing, because I know for myself that even when I'm going through a hard time, I may not realize it right then and there, but I always realize afterwards that there was a big lesson there, or there was something that I needed to acknowledge or learn or grow from. So now I'm making more of an effort that when I am going through a challenge or a difficult time, to really embrace that challenge and to really be grateful for it, because deep down I know that this is going to benefit me. And all it takes is a simple shift in your perspective and choosing to see things from a what can I learn from this perspective, as opposed to why is this happening to me. And so that is all that I have for today's podcast. I hope that this was able to open your eyes and really embark a shift within you, because I truly know how powerful gratitude is and how life-changing it can be. And I want others to be able to experience this simple shift. And so I hope that you enjoyed, and until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.